listening to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby, and I'm with Phil Pogorzelski. Say it again, Phil.
You nailed it.
Yeah.
Pogorzelski.
Pogorzelski. Say it again.
Pogorzelski.
Pogorzelski. One day, I promise you, I will get this name right. And this is our baseball preview of the 2009 Major League Baseball season. It is opening week. Two or three games have been played for each team, or one or two, actually. And Phil and I are going to go through, and we're going to give you our picks on each team in each division. And then we're going to go our picks of the four playoff teams from each league. Is that right, Phil?
That's correct.
Okay. Keep in mind, I have no idea what I'm talking about. I did no research for this whatsoever, and I'm basing this purely on fan whatever. Phil, on the other hand, knows what he's talking about. Phil, could you give people an idea how you pick your fantasy baseball team?
Well, our fantasy baseball draft is normally at some point in early March, or maybe mid-March, but early to mid-March, and I start studying for it in November when I get Ron Chandler's Baseball Forecaster, which has got a lot of uses computers for statistical analysis.
Let's keep in mind that the World Series ends in late October.
Yeah.
The 2008 series ended in late October. In early November, Phil starts his league research.
Just like the real Major League Baseball
just
players
like
say.
Just like Kosuke, he takes a week off, and then it's back to
the
ground.
They say there's no more off-season, right?
That's right. Okay, so Phil knows what he's talking about. I don't. I'm willing to bet Phil. What's a good bet? What should we bet on?
Five hot dogs.
Five hot dogs from where? Where do you want to do this at?
Or well, let's just say a pack of hot dogs.
No. We're going to a place, I have to buy, or you have to buy me five hot
let's
dogs.
Let's go to Vienna Beef Hot Dog.
We're going to the Vienna Beef Hot Dog Factory, and we're going to do this in October, once this is all settled. So we're going to have 6 months of just people, listeners of You, Me, Them, Everybody, just with bated breath figuring out who's going to win this. Though I'm in this bet and I want to win, I'm going to guess Phil will win. But I am very cocky when it comes to this, so I don't know. Let's start here. We're going to start with the AL East. We got the Baltimore Orioles, the Boston Red Sox, the New York Yankees, the Tampa Bay Devil Rays. What the hell is wrong
with
me? Tampa Bay Rays. Because that's right. They had the change jar where you had to donate a dollar whenever you... Anyways, and the Toronto Blue Jays. Who do you think will win the division?
Well, that's easily the best division in baseball.
Oh, I'd agree.
They have the three best teams in all of major leagues.
And those being Boston, New York, and Tampa Bay,
Absolutely.
I'm assuming.
Top three teams. I'm going to go with Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay is winning the division.
Only because I feel that while New York and Boston may have more talent total, I do believe that they're more dependent on single players.
Okay.
Like if Mark Teixeira went down or Sabathia goes down for the Yankees, they're hurt more significantly than any one single player in Tampa.
Okay.
So I'll take the field kind of.
Going with Boston.
Boston.
I'm going with Boston. Theo Epstein knows his shit. It's been proven. I think they will win the division this year. They were close last year with winning the division, kind of. Tampa Bay had a crazy good season. Still going to go with... got Boston. All right, moving on. AL Central. Chicago White Sox, Cleveland Indians, Detroit Tigers, Kansas City Royals, and the... I liked how I laughed when I said Kansas City Royals. And the Minnesota Twins. Who's winning this? Keep in mind, this is the one division last year where the two teams had to play a playoff game. So it was the Sox and the Twins in game 163. Sox won that game.
Probably might be the worst division in baseball.
Ah, really?
It's definitely up there. Pitching wise, it's just atrocious. I think I'm gonna go with Cleveland winning division. Although the last 3/5 of their rotation is replacement level at best.
Really?
Yeah.
I gotta disagree. I gotta go hometown. I'm gonna go with the Chicago White Sox because everywhere that I've seen and read, they're third or fourth place.
I would have gone.
No.
I would have gone with the White Sox if they started Alexi Ramirez in center this year.
One thing you could say about Ozzy is he likes to move his players around.
But they would need to have Beckham at short and then have Keep Getz at second. And then I think that's the best lineup. Then maybe we could think about that. But
I disagree. I think it's about the pitching this year
for
the
White Sox.
Their
center fielder doesn't belong in the majors, so I'm sorry.
You don't think Dye is going to deliver? You don't think
Dye's going to be good?
Tommy's going to deliver?
Tommy's good. Dye's good, but I mean... their age has gotten to them, and I mean, I'm sorry, but that at center, there's no way to make up for that center field being as. I mean, there's just nothing to carry them. That division is pathetic, so I mean...
That's why I'm saying they have a shot.
They have a shot, but they'd have to stop to start their best roster.
I think they do. They are. They are definitely. No, I mean, I think the two guys doing...
Brian Anderson does not... He's not... And Dwayne Wise is
Dwayne
not
Wise did
it.
Not have a good game one. I agree. Everyone knows
and,
that.
And Ozzy's starting him leadoff, so I mean...
They're switching. They're alternating throughout the year.
Yeah, but I mean, those are not leadoff hitters.
You know
what?
I think the Sox have been a little bit... getting ambitious enough to actually make some trades.
I agree, and that could change
anything.
That's
why I think.
And I like Kenny Williams. I think he has a very good chance of making.
And he's got a hot head.
Kenny Williams,
Frank Thomas yelling at each other through the media was really entertaining.
Kenny Williams not getting ripped off by the A's constantly, notwithstanding. I think he, I guess for every other team, he seems to pull off pretty good trades.
All right, AL West here. We got the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. Is that still their name?
Yes, it is. They won the court case.
Jesus. The Oakland Athletics, the Seattle Mariners, and the Texas Rangers. I'm going to say this is the worst division in baseball.
No. I mean, for a while there, I thought the Angels were going to run away with division. But I think the A's are going to win it. I don't think it's the worst team in division, only because there's so much upside coming up to it.
You're going
to
say Oakland for this.
I'm going to say Oakland.
I'm going to say Los Angeles. So far, we have not the same pick. No. This is wonderful. Yeah. There's going to be a loser.
But you've had quality picks, Brendan. Don't sell yourself short.
I'm not selling myself short.
The last two could easily go either, and all three of them can go either way. There's so much promise in the division. I mean, Texas has amazing prospects right now in the minor leagues, and Seattle's defense is going to be much improved. If they didn't have arguably the worst offense in baseball, they'd be able to compete. But okay. I'm going to go with the A's only because the Angels. Injuries. They're hurt by injuries. Santana's probably out for the year. Lackey, who knows when he's coming back.
I'm going with L.A. Or Anaheim. I don't even know what the hell they're called anymore. I'm going with the Angels based on nothing. So I got that going for me. Wild card.
The wild card, I'm going to go with Boston Red Sox.
You're going to go with Boston. I'm going to go with Tampa Bay. I think it's going to go down to Tampa Bay and Boston towards the end. Mm-hmm. If it's anything like last year, the wild card is definitely coming from this division. Mm-hmm. And secondly, fuck the Yankees. So I got that going for me. I think they're, like you were saying earlier, I think they're a high money team, and that's never, thankfully, that is not how it works anymore. I mean, fingers crossed. Let's go through the AL real quick, 1 through 5, and then 1 through 4. AL East, you said Boston's number 2. Mm-hmm. Tampa Bay's number 1. Who's your number 3?
Yankees
number 3. Who's your number 4?
Toronto
and Baltimore number 5.
Mm. And for the record, I would say that Baltimore would have a shot at winning. Toronto would be my favorite in the AL Central, and Baltimore would have a shot at winning the AL Central.
Can't come on. That's just yeah. And if Babe Ruth
that's
was
how good the AL East is.
And if Babe Ruth was playing, everything would change and whatever.
I'm just saying that's how bad the AL Central
whatever.
Is.
Whatever. I'm going to go with Boston number 1, Tampa Bay number 2, New York number 3, Baltimore number 4, Toronto number 5.
Toronto?
Canada? Come on, it's Canada. Whatever.
They got some good pitching.
Canada, the end. All right, AL Central, I got the Sox number 1. Who do you have at number 1? You have Cleveland number 1. Who's your number 2?
I'm going to go with the Sox, too.
You're going to go with the Sox? I'm going to go with Minnesota for my number 2. Who's your number 3?
Minnesota.
I'm going to go with Cleveland for my number 3. I'm going to go then Detroit. What about you?
Yeah, Detroit.
Then Detroit and Kansas City is our number 5. Oh, yeah.
A lot of people are saying, I've been reading all over the place that Kansas City's a sleeper team. Don't believe it.
Kansas City, the Detroit Lions of Major League Baseball.
Yeah, I would agree there.
See,
lousy.
We agree a lot, man. AL West, I had Los Angeles to win. You have Oakland to win. Who's your number 2?
I got Los Angeles, too.
I got Los Angeles, too. I'm going to go with Oakland number 2. Then I'm going to go with Seattle and then Texas.
I'm going to go with Texas, actually, number 3. Only I'm banking on them starting to call up their minor leaguers in the second half, and that'll lift them.
You know, I've never... Has a team ever, like, successfully called up a crapload of minor leaguers and then delivered?
Didn't Tampa Bay do pretty well last year?
Those guys started the season, though.
Ivan Longoria wasn't called up till May.
Okay, just because you have the rookie of the year on your side, you think you're all shit. All right, whatever, Phil. See, this is why Phil is our baseball guy. I know nothing. NL East, we have the Atlanta Braves, the Florida Marlins. I always laugh when I... The New York Mets, which is obviously a joke. The Philadelphia Phillies and the Washington Nationals. Phil, who's your number 1?
I'm going to go with the Mets.
Really? Because yeah. 2 or 3 years in a row proves nothing to you.
Don't tell me you're going with Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah, I'm going with Philadelphia.
Oh, my God. I do not. I mean, Ryan Howard, I think, may be the most overrated player in the major leagues. He's got great power, but he can't hit a slider if his life depends on it.
You know why New York Mets aren't going to win?
Why?
Shea Stadium. Because I was at the old Shea last year. It was awful. The new one looks awful.
Logic.
I mean, come on. You got to go with Philadelphia. They got more to win for.
No. I mean, they weren't the best team last year. They won the World Series, granted, but they were not the best team.
I love how baseball, how sports fans, they're not the best team, but they just happen to win everything.
Well, I mean, once you get to the playoffs, anything can happen. But I mean, the Mets.
But that's the point.
Greatly improved. The Mets greatly improved their bullpen.
It's going Philly. Going Philly. No, shut up. Man, you're totally wrong. You know what? I'm not even. My wild card isn't even coming from this division. Keep that in mind. That's how weak the Mets are to me.
What I don't believe is that. The Phillies front office to me is nothing short of mind-boggling.
You mean they won a World Series trophy?
That was their old GM. They got a new GM, and this is what he does so far. He has Pat Burrell, who Tampa Bay signed dirt cheap. They didn't pay anything for him. Philadelphia goes out, doesn't offer him a tender, and then signs Raul Ibanez, who was a restricted free agent. So they had to, who's worse? They paid more money for a worse player and had to give up a first-round draft pick to Seattle. I mean, to me, that's just retarded.
I don't know what anything you just said. This is wonderful. I'm having a great time, actually. I feel like I'm in a bar. This is wonderful. All right, NL Centro. This is pretty much a given. I think I'm going to write down Cubs for you. Yeah. You're not crazy. We're both going Cubs. And World Series winners. That's it. fuck you, man. We're both from here, for Christ's sake. You got to go with them. Those are number one. We'll get back to that division in a second. NL West, Arizona Diamondbacks, Colorado Rockies, Los Angeles Dodgers, San Francisco Giants, and the San Diego Padres. Who are you going with?
I'm going with the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Really?
And a little bit of an upset.
I'm going to go with the safe pick, and guess where I'm going?
Los Angeles.
That's right. I'm going with Los Angeles. I got two Bays, two LA teams, two Chicago teams. Oh, my God. Look at my sheet. It's all like the exact same look. Anyways, why are you going with Arizona?
They got an enormous amount of young talent, and I like their pitching staff a lot. I mean, Danny Heron and Brandon Webb, you can't beat that, starting 1-2. And I like Justin Upton a lot. If Chris Young could get anything out of center field. But obviously it's been how long will it take for their young talent to come around.
Yeah.
I do believe that they've shown significant progress, and I think that there's going to be a tough. It's close with Los Angeles, really close. But I'm going to give them the upper hand. I think there's so much upside there that. And that 1-2 pitchers can't be beat.
Do you think San Francisco has a shot in hell of being a good team in the next, 5 years?
I think San Francisco actually is going to be much improved. If they were one bat away from, I think, competing with this division. I think their pitching staff's phenomenal.
They have the best phenom pitcher.
Lincecum's great. And I thought the Randy Johnson signing was a good one even, too. I mean, pitcher's ballpark, he had a great strikeout ratio still last year. That was a good signing.
Who's your wild card pick?
The wild card pick, I am actually going to go with the Dodgers.
Okay, see, I'm taking this from you. Because I just listened to you, I'm going with Arizona. That's how much I think the Mets suck.
No, I disagree with you. I mean, their lineup is still good. They got Jose Reyes, they got Carlos Beltran. I mean, it's a great lineup, and they got a great bullpen now with Putz. I prefer Putz over K-Rod closing, but that's neither here nor there. Great options at the end of the bullpen. I mean, it's a much improved team.
All right.
It's good stuff.
Let's go to the NL East. Phil, for the NL East, has the Mets at number one. Who's your number two?
I have the Phillies, too.
Phillies number two. Who's your number three?
Braves.
Braves. Your number four being Florida, I'm guessing.
Of course.
Yeah. And then number five, pulling in strong, the Washington Nationals, or who I like to call the American Expos. That's not funny at all. Why'd I even say that? All right. I'm going to go with Philadelphia because I'm not crazy to win the division. Then New York with a huge gap. It's not even going to be close. Watch me eat those words soon. And then I'll be doing the exact same Atlanta. Florida.
But we won't know till the end because the Mets always fall apart at the end.
That's right.
So you'll always have that.
I know. This will be the year where they fall apart in August. This will be the year. NL Central, I'll do this one first because you did the last one first. Mm-hmm. Chicago, number one. Best record in the NL, I'm going to go with.
Yeah, not even close.
Don't say that. This, man. You have to fight me. I'm going to go with St. Louis, number two. I don't think Milwaukee has anything. I think they're shot. I'm going to go with them for number three. But I think the gap between 2 and 3 is going to be quite large.
I think the gap between 1 and 2 is going to be large.
I agree completely. And then I'm going to go with Cincinnati. Then Houston. Because I don't know. I think Houston I don't know. For some reason, I don't think Pittsburgh will ever rise out of that wonderful sixth spot. Who do you have? You're the Cubs for number one.
I would go. I think I should pick Milwaukee second. I'm going to go with two, only because La Russa always seems to do something. All my statistical analysis, you could throw it out the window with Tony La Russa.
Did you ever read Three Nights in August?
No, I didn't.
You should read that.
I heard that.
But did I loan that to you?
No, you were going to, but
I loaned that to Max. Anyways, it's a wonderful book. I think you'll really dig it, which completely goes against the Moneyball stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
It's wonderful.
Well, because the author really hates statistics and sabermetrics, and he hates on base percentage, which is why I haven't read it yet.
All right. So you're going to go with who, number two, St. Louis?
St. Louis is going to go number two.
Who's your number three?
Milwaukee.
All right.
I think they got a great lineup, but pitching outside of Gallardo and Parra, I don't think they have anybody.
Who's your number four?
Four is going to be Cincinnati.
Four, and then five?
Five will be Houston, only because of Lance Berkman.
Wow, we have the exact same picks and for the NL Central.
No
place like home.
Pittsburgh's a bum. Pittsburgh's going nowhere.
Okay, here's a question. Phyllis said he wanted to be a GM. Would you want to be the GM of the... Who would you rather be a GM for? The Pittsburgh Pirates or the Washington Nationals?
Tough question. They both got, the Nationals, because they could draft Strasburg in the draft and MLB draft. He's a really good prospect.
Would you ever consider, if you had to decide between the two, turf versus grass, or do you think it doesn't matter?
No, I mean, you could adjust either way.
All right. NL West, Phil has Arizona winning it, and I have Los Angeles winning it. Who's your number two, Phil?
Los Angeles are my
I'm doing the exact same. Arizona's my number two. I'm going to go with Colorado for my number three.
I'm going to go with the Giants, my number three.
Nice. Who's your number four?
Rockies
are your number four. I'm going to go with San Diego because I don't think the...
I think San Diego's horrible.
And that's your number five, I'm guessing.
Absolutely.
Because that's all that's left.
They're really atrocious. And especially if they trade away Jake Peavy come All-Star break. I mean, forget about it.
Who's going to be the closest team that we have that doesn't make the playoffs? One in each...
The Phillies.
You're going to go with the Phillies?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna go with the Cardinals.
The Cardinals?
The Cardinals will be close in the wild card, but I think Arizona's going to pull it out. What about the AL?
Oh, the Yankees.
Yankees.
That'll be a three-legged race.
I get you. I don't think it'll be that. I think they'll be the closest to wild card, but I still think
the Yankees' atrocious defense will keep them out.
That's why I'm starting. I feel like if the Yankees don't win with the highest payroll for like 20 years straight, I might believe in God. I think this is the one way to like even everything out. If the Yankees lose a lot.
Well, I mean, what's interesting? I always hear people talking about Henry Clay, the owner of the Red Sox and the owner of the Astros, really brought up wanting a salary cap. I just think it's such a stupid move because, I mean, baseball in itself is a natural evening thing that evens things out. It's a natural parity because the best teams only win 57% of the game.
That's true.
And, I mean, you could look
at it. And the worst teams only lose like 43.
And there's so much incompetence when it comes to GM managing. There's more than enough room for teams with very low payrolls to win it, like Tampa Bay, like Florida. I mean, they could have not let anybody into their CT due to the revenue sharing. They could have not let anybody into their stadium after April, and they still would have been profitable.
Yeah,
that's how low their payroll is, and they still were one of the top teams in the National
Let's talk
League.
About some basic changes in baseball. One, the season now starts a week later,
mm-hmm.
but there's still 162 games. Mm-hmm. Good idea, bad idea.
I'm indifferent. Was that a permanent change? I thought it was just because of the World Baseball Classic.
I don't know. I thought it was because I think they're trying to fit in more games.
Uh-huh. That could be. I hate days off coming as a fan.
Yeah.
I mean, that in that sense, it could be. I mean, but I would imagine as a player, they'd be worse off because if you look at a lot of statistics, a lot of players do a lot better on days off. So the players would have to adjust. They'd have to sit more. I don't know. They probably won't like that too much.
Yeah.
But
As a fan, what's your favorite stadium to go to? How many have you been to, actually?
I haven't been to that many, actually. I've only been to three.
I'm guessing Miller Park, Wrigley, and then
exactly,
DeSalle.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. That was a bad question. I apologize for that. Who's going to be the comeback player of the year?
Comeback player of the year. I don't know if he qualifies as a comeback player. I think most improved players, we got Adam Jones a lot from Baltimore. He's a young guy. I think he's improved a lot. And he got off the small sample size, but did hit a triple off Sabathia opening day. But no, I think he's a guy that I look at is gonna make. Seems to be making big strides. So I like
Speaking of Sabathia and opening day, didn't he pitch in the World Baseball Classic?
He I think he did, yeah.
Do you think this is a good idea or a bad idea?
I love the World Baseball Classic.
Are you glad it's held when it's held?
Yeah, I mean, there's no other logic. I mean, when else could you hold it? During the middle of break, it'll be even worse. It'll affect teams even more because then they'll have an extra start if you had it, like, during the All-Star break.
No. Of course it's not going to be the All-Star break, but why not have it in January?
Well, that's in the middle of people's off seasons. I mean, that's the only time they get a chance to rest their shoulder.
Okay.
That'll just be bizarre.
Do you think that managers are going to start banning players from doing this?
No, only because I think, as much as I don't like Bud Selig, I think he'll strong arm into preventing stuff like that from happening.
Okay.
And I think players want to play. I mean, you saw the emotion when the comeback, when David Wright hit that down the line to make that comeback win over, what was it, against Puerto Rico?
I have no idea. I don't have cable.
It was good. It was good stuff. I mean, the players want to play, especially foreign players.
I like the Lou quote about Giovanni Soto. Did you hear about that?
No.
He goes, "Whenever my guys go to play from Puerto Rico and they come back, they always come back fatter." And then Soto's like, "Yeah, I'm fat. Whatever. I'm still fucking awesome." Yeah. What do you think is going to be the biggest disappointment?
The biggest disappointment.
Team. What team is going to be the biggest drop off from
Phillies.
The year before? The Phillies.
They won the World Series last year. I don't have them making the playoffs.
Yeah, I noticed that because you're an idiot.
No,
because
their management is stupid.
We got to talk about the steroids thing. How do you feel about it? I mean,
I never had a problem with players taking steroids.
I kind of. You've seen the old SNL skit with the steroid Olympics.
Yeah,
it's true. I mean, do you think, for example, I think if Greg Maddux ever came out taking steroids, like, I'd be hurt. In a weird way. But I kind of expect... But, like, he could still compete with dudes that are on steroids.
Yeah.
Just let it happen.
I got no problem with people... I mean, to me, it seems like such a fine line between what's a steroid and then...
human growth hormone.
Or what's a vitamin. I mean, to me, it seems like an arbitrary line over... I mean, sure, the league has a right to make anything illegal it wants, but, I mean, I just don't really care if a player breaks that rule or not. As for the health risks, I mean, let's face it, these people are playing a sport naturally is unhealthy. I mean, when these people retire, their cartilage is like what somebody of a 70-year-old. So, I mean, you can't really say that, oh, but what about the health concerns? I mean, because these people already...
Well, the health concern, so much them, it's more the I'm a role model type health concern.
But, I mean, aren't the role model concerns... Isn't it the same way? They're sacrificing their body. What's the difference if they're sacrificing it on steroids? Because
they've already made it, so they're making money. It's the whole idea where, like, this kid in high school might take it.
True, but, I mean, you're still...
And then he'll be ripped, and everyone will love him.
But, I mean, the point is that there's still... The kid in high school still sees him sacrificing his body.
Okay.
And the other way, what's the difference if he's doing it by steroids? And the only reason, I mean, steroids were legal until it was a political move, you know, with during the Olympics with the... Soviets.
Do you think Bonds had a fair shot at this or no? Do you think he was scapegoated?
I think a lot of it is latent racism.
Okay.
I mean, I just naturally...
Because it didn't happen to Maguire and it was pretty obvious.
Yeah, I mean, it's easy because Bonds is an asshole. I mean, and that's why I like him. I'm a Bonds supporter only because...
Did you read that new article? It was either GQ or Esquire. You'd really dig it. It's about Bonds.
Yeah. No, I didn't. But I mean, I've never had an issue with him taking steroids. I mean, he was a phenomenal player. His 2 years were probably the greatest years anyone has ever had. He might very well be the greatest baseball player that ever lived, given those 2 years. And he would have been a Hall of Famer even before steroids. But I just think it's people who are upset. I mean, I don't know. I mean, like I said, I think most people are stupid regardless. And that's just accentuated in baseball only because I know more about... Like, I'm sure people are stupid in all aspects of life, but I only know baseball. I don't know other things as much as I know baseball, so that I could see people's stupidity.
When the season starts, do you get ramped up? Do you get physically excited?
Oh, it's crazy. I had my fantasy baseball draft like 2 months before, a month and a half before the season, all day. I just sit there staring at my team's roster. It's very sad to look at.
Let's keep in mind, Phil has friends. Phil is in a relationship in a real life. And I'm serious. Let's make this clear. He's not a shut-in. So we're not endorsing being a shut-in and not having friends. And
I'm endorsing that. Sometimes it'd be so much easier.
We're not going to do the playoff picks because we're going to do the playoff picks once we go through these in late September. So really quick, we're not going to write it down. World Series champions.
I'm going to go with the Cubs over the
Devil Rays. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Not over the Devil Rays, though.
No, just a race.
Not
right. I apologize.
I think it's actually going to be them and the Angels.
The Angels?
Yeah.
I think they're hitting
because I think
weak,
I picked that because I
and their pitching staff's injured.
I think the only reason why I picked that is because you don't have them. You have them as a wild card. So that's why I'm going to go
with
them.
I don't think I have the Angels in the playoffs.
No, you don't. You don't. You have
the Angels making the playoffs.
You don't even have them making the playoffs, no, but no. I do because I'm very
I think the Angels are going to win about 85 games, which might be enough to win a division.
I think it'll be Cubs over the week. LA.
But well, it's interesting because you call that the weakest division. I think they're going to make the World Series.
Like, it doesn't matter. No. Like you said before, World Series, different ballgame. I mean, arguably the NL Central last year was the strongest division in the NL. And we had one team represented.
Well, the NL was just embarrassing, so I mean.
I disagree. I don't like. Do you think the AL is always more powerful?
Not always, but last year they were.
Do you think
the AL East, the top three teams in the AL East, I do believe are the top three teams in the majors.
I agree. I agree with that completely.
I think that it's the NL and AL would be equal if not for the AL East. Well, actually, I think the AL West and AL Central are really weak, so I think it's all the power in the AL is in the three teams.
Yeah, all the power's in New York.
Actually, and like I said, I think Toronto's probably the fourth best team in the American League.
Wow, you're going crazy right now. So, do you think there's going to be another... do you think the Phillies are going to drop as much as like Detroit dropped last year where they were supposed to be unbeatable?
No, because I thought Detroit was going to be unbeatable. So, I mean, I don't know if they'll drop that.
You were like the one guy that said Detroit's going to suck, and they did.
No, I thought Detroit was going to be really good. Although
I know!
I thought Tampa Bay was going to be really good, too, and I was right. Not everyone was saying that, for the record. I didn't predict them to make the playoffs.
For people that are interested in fantasy stuff, what's like a good resource that's not Baseball Prospectus? Like, what blog do you like?
My favorite blogger is Keith Law. He writes for ESPN.com, and he's got his own blog. But he doesn't like fantasy baseball, so you just got to use that stuff. one of the differences, I'm the commissioner of my own league. So I set up the stats.
What do you think is dorkier, being Dungeon Master of Dungeons & Dragons or being Commissioner of your Fantasy
Dungeon
Baseball
Masters,
League?
Dungeon Masters, I mean, Fantasy Baseball's cool.
Fantasy Baseball, though, you don't... To be fair, Fantasy Baseball is all internet-based, correct?
True.
Those guys meet up.
Yeah, well, you could have... We do have... You could have, a league draft live if you wanted
to. Have you done this? Up or something?
No. I've thought about it. I've always wanted to do an auction draft, and I never have.
You know what? Something Hungry Brain, You, Me, Them, Everybody event. next... When do you want to do it? March? When is your draft? March.
Yeah, we can do it in March.
We'll do it a Monday in March, live. We're going to have a chalkboard or a dry erase board on stage. Phil is going to... you know what? I'm not in this, so I'll be master of ceremonies. And it will just be people witnessing the glory that is Phil's fantasy draft. What's your name? What's your team name?
My team is the Fifth Republic Movement.
What does that stand for?
That's actually was Hugo Chavez's movement when he was Bolivarian Revolution.
And that's why all your players are...
I have a couple. Venezuelan.
Nice.
I got Miguel Cabrera. I wanted to get Manglio Ordóñez because I don't know, there was a controversy with the World Baseball Classic where all those those conservative Cubans who hate Castro and they hate Chavez were booing him because Manglio Ordóñez actually endorsed Chavez's referendum on commercials in Venezuela. So they were booing him when he was playing. So I wanted to get Maglio, which ironically I traded him last year because I had no idea about that. I never would have traded him if I known that he actually supported Chavez.
You're a wonderful man, Phil. You know amazing things. We're going to close this episode like we close every episode, if I ever remember, with a question from the Kids Book of Questions by Gregory Stock, PhD. So Phil, once again, a number 1 to 260.
25.
I like to put the book by the microphone so people know I'm using an actual book. All right. If you knew that by being the teacher's pet for 2 years, would you lose... Hold on. If you knew that by being the teacher's pet for 2 years, you would lose all your friends and be teased by everyone, but that you would later grow to be very successful and happy, would you do it?
No, I like being popular.
Fuck yeah, popularity rules. And that is the worst run-on sentence question ever.
It's a kid's book. They don't want to teach kids correct grammar.
If you knew that by being the teacher's pet for 2 years, you would lose... Why not just say, if you knew that by being teacher's pet for 2 years, you would lose all your friends and be... This is awful. If you were teacher's pet for 2 years, you would lose all of your friends, period. If you were teacher's pet for 2 years, you would later grow to be very successful and happy, period. Would you do it? Question. That should be it. More importantly, what's happy? You know, because like teacher's pet usually is...
If I'm popular, I'm happy.
Fuck yeah, you are. I mean, that's not going to get you friends. That's not going to get you girlfriends. That's not going to get you picked number one on the team.
Nope,
that's going to make you a target. Yeah. That guy's stupid.
I'm wedging that guy.
That's right. Phil, thank you so much for doing this. No, we're going to plug another show. On April 16th, Charlie Dietz, who was on the podcast a few days ago, is going to be playing The Dark Room, and it's a free show. You should definitely go check it out. We're going to close with one of the songs from him. It's wonderful. For more information on any of that or the Brain series that we're going to have on Monday nights, go to youmethemeverybody.com, and check back on this website in late September. Phil and I will be fighting, and he will be buying me 5 hot dogs at the BNF Beef Hot Dog Factory. Is that right, Phil?
That is correct.
Good night.